gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by SCOE 10X. It is the ultimate odor eliminator, guaranteed to take out any odors like pet urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor. And you can only get it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS to get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, departing on September 30th with Colette Tours, going to Italy. Please join me. Check it out. 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1382-009. Or just go to TalkinPets.com, no G in the Talkin, and the information is there on the homepage. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. This music is from the movie Send Help, which is in theaters right now. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And don't forget, in this hour of the program, we always do for a couple minutes, the movies that are out there. And your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this pompous attic.
So your top five movies as of last week. Send Help, number one, made $25 million in its opening week. I want to see that movie. It actually looks really good, and I love Rachel Adams. I think it's Rachel, is it? Okay. Rachel Adams, yeah. I love her, by the way. Send Help, that was number one. Number two, Iron Lung. Made $18 million in its opening weekend and week. Melania made $10 million in its opening week. Zootopia, $410 million in 10 weeks. And Avatar, Fire and Ash, still in the top five, and that made $388 million in 7 weeks. By the way, I did get to screen one film, and that was Shelter. And that is with Jason Statham. And I worked out in the gym with him for about 2 months. It was kind of cool, actually, meeting him. He was in Tampa Bay, and he got carte blanche at my gym. So he would come in and everything, and small guy.
He's a small guy. Well, hopefully he's not listening.
I mean, he's...
Most actors and movie stars are tiny, you know? Really.
Yeah, he's like, well, Tom Cruise is, too. He's a tiny guy. Petite. But, I mean, he's built, and he can move, this guy, like, in the gym and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I never met him before, so I figured he was maybe 6 foot, but he was maybe 5'2".
Not shorter than me.
No, he's
I'm 5'3 and a half.
Well, maybe 5'4".
Okay.
He was small. I mean, and he doesn't look that way in his movies. He always looks like he's big. But he did a movie called Shelter. It was put out by Black Bear and Cinema Machine Media Works. And I don't know. I mean, I gave it 2.5 out of 4. And I felt bad because now that I kind of know him in a way, because, you know, we did talk and everything. Cool guy. But I just, the movie didn't click for me.
Was it a thriller or is it a...
It was a thriller, but, you know, you expect with him all action all the time because that's what he does.
Right, right, right.
This was more dramatic thriller, like you're saying.
Like suspense.
Yeah, okay, not as much action, which he's a good actor, but he's so good with action. And, you know, basically he was trying to shelter this girl and they were both being chased by bad guys and good guys. And so that was what it was all about. But there is an animal in the movie. It happens to be a dog, which happens to be his best friend because he was in hibernation, basically hiding from everybody until this girl showed up. But it wasn't a bad outcome for the dog. It was a bad outcome for the dog.
Oh, man, I got excited.
Me too.
Yeah, no, and that ruined it for me. I was just like, really?
Man.
I understand why it happened, of course, you know, from the movie, but yeah, the dog was depicted in a very good way all along until its final end.
Oh goodness.
So expect that if you go see the movie Shelter.
I don't see it now.
I probably turned everybody away from it, but
I don't want to see it now.
But those are your movies if you want to go check them out. So but give us a call. Jasmine's in the house. Jasmine, yay, the dog trainer. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. And we want to talk about your pets. So as you all know, and I know you're telling me you can't hear it, I hear it. But I'm having my bottom teeth. You know, you always see those commercials. Oh, I showed up, and a day later, I had new teeth.
The new teeth commercial.
Wrong answer. Because, actually, thank you. It takes longer than that. It takes months, because I'm going through it, and I had to. Something happened with my bottom teeth that I had no choice. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going through this.
Wait, do you hear that?
Shut up.
Is the wind blowing?
I hate you both. I don't know if Sydney can hear it, but...
Nobody can hear it, John. Nobody You're can. Paranoid.
I hear it. I sound like Sydney Brady. I mean,
no, you don't.
It's like I'm at the final stages of this thing, so I'm talking with a lisp. I hear it.
I love
the
lisp.
And then basically, they had to put holes in my denture right now in order for it to fit over. They actually put screws in your bone.
Yeah.
And so now I'm at that point where I have the screws in there, like the whole thing. So, yes, I have this denture on. And they had to put holes in it in order to accommodate the screws. And I keep hearing wind. I don't know how you don't hear it, but
no,
I hear
paranoid.
It. Well,
he always hears wind between his ears.
I do, actually. There's nothing else there. Sometimes I question that. But so, yeah, I mean, if somebody's going to get it, I'm anticipating my final day of having it done. But I still have like another month, and it's been about 3 months so far.
Oh, wow.
So
it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I'm tired of these things. I don't know how people survive with dentures. I really don't.
Fix a dent.
It doesn't work. You take a drink or you eat something and the fix a dent.
It loosens up.
Yeah. Makes it, and then you end up eating it.
Oh.
So I don't know how animals do it, you know, like when they have bad teeth. I mean, you can usually tell because they start pawing at their mouth and stuff. And they don't eat as much?
Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you don't know unless you actually just, like, look in their mouth. But sometimes it can deter them from wanting to chew on, like, crunchy food and stuff with cats and dogs.
I lost, like, 15 pounds because I don't want to chew with these things in because it's, like, horrible.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not doing a commercial for dentures anytime soon. But I do like the fact that, you know... what it's going to look like. I know what it's going to look like in the final end, so I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't get it done if I didn't have to, but I didn't have a choice, unless I want to walk around with gums all day long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be pretty.
I'm not ready to see that, John.
Me either.
Not ready.
Hey, if there's one thing about me, I'm very real. And
I'm not ready to see John with just...
I tell it as it is. But coming up in this hour as well, I'm going to play a song. If you're all familiar with my poetry that I've written throughout the years, the very first poem I wrote has been made into a song. And we're going to play that for you at the bottom of the hour. So I hope you enjoy it. And I'm pretty psyched about it. It's pretty cool. Yeah. And I actually like it. So I always liked the poem. But now it's with the music. So you'll have to let me know what you think. So stay tuned in about 20 minutes. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub to shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-716-3969. That's 800-716-3969. 800-716-3969 now, before the offer ends.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
a randomized clinical trial by the Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and Pet Park Partners found that therapy dog visits reduce loneliness in hospitalized psychiatric patients more effectively than visits from a person alone or standard care. Published in Frontiers in Psychiatry, the study involved 60 psychiatric inpatients who received daily 20-minute sessions for over 3 days. Patients who interacted with a therapy dog and handler showed significant greater immediate reductions in loneliness compared to other groups. Dog owners in the therapy dog group experienced longer-lasting benefits, suggesting the dog's presence, not just human interaction, played a key role. The findings support animal-assisted interventions as a viable complementary therapy for addressing loneliness in people with serious mental illness. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely.
This is my theme song. Thank you very much.
I was just sure to bring you up or not. It was horrible, you guys.
I love you too.
They were singing in harmony, I guess that was. I love it.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can tell us what creature makes this sound, we're going to send you out a prize. And this is what it sounds like. What creature makes that sound? They actually sleep with one half of their brain at a time, keeping one eye open to watch for predators. And, by the way, this creature can recognize itself in a mirror, just like elephants can and some primates. So what creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What creature makes this sound? 818-818-6401. I want to give a welcome out there, actually, to KVEC, San Luis Obispo, AM 920 and 96.5. Pepper Daniels and the gang carrying us out there, Talking Pets. Welcome on. WFNC. I cannot say enough about WFNC, even with my lisp right now. I guarantee it'll go away in a month. So WFNC was one of the first stations that I was on when I started with Talking Pets.
Okay.
And we would get, like, all of our calls were from Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, North Carolina. It was insane the amount of people that would call us from this area. And now they're carrying us again on AM 640 and 103.5. And Kelvin, thank you so much. He's the program director there. Also, a welcome to KGMI in Bellingham, Washington, to Joe and the gang out there, AM 790 and 96.5. And WIBW in Kansas City, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, Larry and Roy, thanks so much for adding the program. And to Don and Chase, WDLA, AM 1270 in Walton, New York. So welcome on to the program of Talkin' Pets. But pick up the phone if you think you know what creature makes that sound. We're going to go to Robin in Coos Bay, Oregon. And Robin, what is this? What do you think that is?
I'm thinking it might be a type of owl.
An owl? Could it be an owl?
Missed it by that much.
Oh, it's owl.
Oh, well, next time.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks for calling, Robin.
That's Robin. She guessed a type of owl, and we know it's not that. But they can recognize themselves.
Down.
Oh, my cat!
Get down.
I've never seen her jump up.
Get down.
My cat's all over Jasmine.
She's digging
right
her nails
now.
Into me.
That treat.
I know. Come over here.
I'm telling you, that.
I just wanted you.
They
to
love
give me
those
your
treats.
Paw.
I wish they were still with us right now.
Give me your.
So.
Thank you. Yeah.
Elephants can recognize themselves in a mirror.
Stop.
Yeah.
Primates can recognize themselves in a mirror.
Hmm.
Stop. And this is a bigger hint than Robin had. This marine creature can recognize itself in a mirror as well. So what is it?
Can we hear that sound again?
What is it? They sleep with one half of their brain at a time, keeping an eye open to watch for predators.
Wow.
What kind of a creature is that? You can win a prize, and we do have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator, one per household on that. We do have the books Pets, Pets, Pets by Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a book called Toto, and it's by A.J. Hackwith, and it's Good Dogs Stay in Kansas, Bad Dogs Go to Oz.
Oh, no.
We also have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. And we have the from Good Pets Foods. We have the vitamin supplements for your dogs, Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and also the multivitamin from Silly Beads by Kayla. We've got the Starbucks handle. We have the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, and the best is yet to come badge holder. You can go with any of those. We have a calendar for this year, 2026, of hippos, the baby hippos.
Tiny hippo.
Yeah, tiny hippos. So you can win that, and that's from Workman Publishing, Hatchet Book Club. So give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. My cat is obsessed with that.
Obsessed.
I mean,
she's about to use me to propel herself.
I've never seen her like this before.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to move my microphone.
I mean, and it's the Vitacraft.
Yeah.
The
Lick and Lap.
Lick and Lap. And, gosh, she goes nuts for that stuff. I wish they were still with us. We want you back, Vitacraft.
Come back.
818-818-6401. What kind of creature is it? It's a marine creature. So, and it makes that sound. What is it? 818-818-6401. That is the number. But... And we're going to go out quickly, I think. Yeah, quickly to Judy. And Judy is calling us from Coos Bay. Hey, Judy, what kind of a creature is it? What do you think, Judy? Okay. Judy?
Is she still there?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
What creature do you think makes that sound?
I think it might be a dolphin.
Wow. Did you know that per chance, or like was it the facts that we gave out?
The facts told me what it was.
Because you're absolutely correct.
Good job. Congratulations.
Since that music's playing, we got to go out to a break. Stay on hold, Judy, and let Sydney know what you want. She'll get your address, and we'll ship it out to you. I recommend this.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Jasmine, tell me what happened.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE10X.com.
If you struggle to keep up with conversations, if you have trouble hearing the TV or radio or in restaurants, Audion Hearing Aids wants you to hear better, because when you hear better, you're going to feel better. There are over 500,000 very happy Audion hearing aid customers. They're happy because they now live a better life. They live a better life because they hear better. And they hear better because they purchased a full pair of Audion Atom 2s for only $189. Audion was rated in the best OTC hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. You trust USA Today, so you can trust Audion. The Atom 2 is so tiny, nearly invisible, but they've got great sound quality. And did we mention only $189 for a full pair? Shipping is free, and you get a 45-day money-back guarantee. So easy to order. Call Audion. Call 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607. 1-800-713-8607.
Using collar-mounted cameras to document the daily lives of one of the world's most remote grizzly bear populations on Alaska's North Slope. 12 of roughly 200 Arctic grizzlies have been outfitted with cameras by Washington State University and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, capturing rare footage of feeding, resting, swimming, and social interactions in the harsh tundra environment. The study focuses on how the bears find enough food during their short active season to survive about 8 months of hibernation. Early footage shows bears scavenging winter-killed caribou and musk ox, preying on caribou calves in the spring, and later shifting to vegetation like blueberries and buffalo berries. Never heard of a buffalo berry. Unlike salmon-fed grizzlies farther south, these Arctic bears are much smaller, reaching about 350 pounds. Researchers also hope to learn more about bear interactions with musk oxen and how oil field development affects bear movement and denning sites. The cameras, which record short video clips throughout the day, have even captured peaceful encounters between bears and wolves. The multi-year project will expand to include more bears, offering new insight into how grizzlies survive in one of the Earth's most extreme environments. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And as I stated, this is, hopefully it plays right, this is my song. I wrote this poem many years ago, and it was the very first one that I wrote. And back then, thousands and thousands of people sent me letters. That was before there were cell phones, and before there was, computer, basically, so everybody wanted copies. And I was overwhelmed with them, and I was very thankful. But this is a poem, and it is from a dog's point of view, that is now a song. Let me know what you think.
Saying goodbye death until it occurs. It seems to be in our distant futures. We associate it with getting old. At least that was the belief as we've been told. To leave my master and friends, but who is to say this life is the end? For since I must leave this life not of choice, I pray that someday again I will hear my master's voice. There is so much I wanted to do and be, but this life is over, at least for me. My only wish is that my master I leave behind will always remember me and a smile shine. Although at times life has been hard and difficult, I know
So that was a poem that I wrote in the 90s, and I must say, you know, thanks to AI and everything, that is one thing that she's good for, is I was able to put it into a song, and I think it's very moving.
I like it.
Makes me sad.
I know, right?
It's a good song, though.
It is?
I have my friend Scott and Trudy for listening now. I'm thinking about you, but this song really relates to him and what he's going through right now, so aww. It just kind of hit me hard. The writing's really great, John.
Thanks.
Really great.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it was a time that I was going through something as well in the 90s. And so I put it together and wrote it as a poem. And I've got many other poems that I had written that I am going to put to music like that. And I love the song.
I like it.
There's another version I'll probably play in another hour of Talking Pets. But that was the one version. I have two versions. And so I hope you liked it. I'd love to hear from you guys what you thought about it. But, yeah, we need
Darla
to...
Darla made a comment.
Beautiful, Darla said. And Adrian Towns, thanks so much. Adrian, and you're absolutely correct. It does sound like Daughtry. Very, very, very much like Daughtry. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of where I was going. I was going Daughtry, Josh Groban. That's what I was looking at. I wanted a male's voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it came together
like
really
it.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but once again, 818-818-6401. Ruckus says, that was cool, John. When's the music video coming out? And you need to put Jasmine in it. I would 100% put Jasmine in it. She has a vase. She has a... That's these stupid teeth. She has a face for TV.
Oh, thank you.
So
be excellent.
Someone told me. Someone told me that I had the face for radio.
No, you don't. That's so horrible. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
No, I
actually, yeah. I mean, it's like I was at a convention one time, and Laura Ingraham from Fox News She grabbed me and she said, "Why are you working in radio?" And I was getting offended. I was kind of like, "Huh?" Like I didn't know her at the time.
Yeah.
She's like, "You should be in television." And I was like, well, make that happen for me.
Right.
But I love radio. I've been in radio now I've been working in the field for like 42 years.
Wow.
Been on the radio for going on 36. In April, it'll be 36 years.
Wow.
So a long time.
A long time.
But AI has opened up some windows for good. And, you know, putting my poems to a song means a lot to me. It modernizes them just from the poems. So
I like it.
But yeah. But by the way, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk about your training and your behavior questions, 818-818-6401. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Senior pets are finally having a moment. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm Jasmine the dog trainer. Animal shelters report a surge in senior pet adoptions, thanks in part to social media campaigns and adoption fee waivers for older animals. Shelter staff say adopters are realizing senior pets often come house-trained, calmer, and incredibly affectionate. Many rescues are pairing seniors with foster to adopt programs to ensure a good match. Proof that gray whiskers still have a lot of love to give. For Talkin' Pets, I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
So I want to ask you about that news flash there. Older dogs, they seem to get like the tail end, no pun intended, of adoptions. But older dogs are good for adoption, aren't
they? Look, you know, yeah. And here's the thing, like, everybody wants a puppy. Puppies are adorable, right? But not everybody is a good candidate for having a puppy in their house. Because when somebody tells me they're thinking about getting a puppy, well, what's your schedule like? You're gone for 8 hours and you don't have anybody that can come and take the puppy outside to work on potty training and stuff. You're just going to have a lot of issues. And that's not fair to a puppy. Puppies require much more attention. If your lifestyle doesn't afford you the ability to take care of a puppy the way you need to, then a senior is the better bet, you know? Keeping a puppy locked away for 8 hours a day is not good. We can't do that.
I mean, they are a lot of work. I mean,
they're babies.
Yeah, it is like having a child.
It's a baby, yeah. So if you can't afford to have somebody come and take care of them or don't have somebody available that could do it for free, like a friend or family member, then you shouldn't get a puppy yet. If you're going to be gone for over 8 hours a day, that's not fair.
So if you are that person, what could age dog would be appropriate to adopt?
Asking for yourself.
I am. I'm like, wait a minute.
So you want an adult dog at least, and you know, maybe not a senior, because a lot of times the seniors, the older ones, they might have some health issues that need tending to. So you don't necessarily want to bring a senior in that needs medication or has to frequently go out to potty. So I would say at least like 2 years old, 3 years old. Okay. Those are dogs that are less likely to be adopted, not technically a senior, but still, you know, an active dog for like somebody, if you like to go run or you like to take long walks, a senior isn't really a good candidate for you because you want a dog that you can take with you and do things with outside.
So I think I have a new thing to do. Now, I'm going to have to make a video of that song and put it out there because people are asking for it on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And Larry, thank you very much. Your song poem is lovely. Damn you. You made my eyes sweat a little.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweat.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just bake cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan-favorite cheddar or our bold new six-pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat, 10% off your first order at harmonycheese.com with the code CRN Talk. That's CRN Talk. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. Our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation, share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. 800-218-4909. Again, that's 800-218-4909.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Thank you.
At the 150th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on February 3rd, Penny, a 4-year-old Doberman Pinscher, was crowned Best in Show. The finalists representing the 7 groups were Working Group, Penny, Sporting Group, Coda, a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, awarded the Reserve Best in Show, Herding Group, Graham, an Old English Sheepdog, Hound Group, Zeta, an Afghan Hound, Non-Sporting Group, JJ, a Lopsopsel, Terrier Group, Wager, Smooth Fox Terrier, and of the Toy Group, Cookie, a Maltese. Penny's win was historic, making the first time a Doberman has won the top prize since 1989. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I am so famous at the dog show. Can't nobody handle like me, bro. Strutting around that ring, yo. They are all looking at me. We are doing it doggy style.
My youth, that was a troublemaker. You all know the drill. Just like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, except no Uncle Phil. Mommy kept me out of jail the best way that she could. She led me to the dog show. She made it my new hood. We started at the breeder and we bought a Skipper Key. And when I met the trainer, she was overcome with glee. They all looked on in splendor, for the savior finally came. And Muhammad Ali for pedigree.
So I used to cover Westminster since like 1992. When COVID came, I stopped covering it. And then I wanted to go back once they finally came back to Madison Square Garden, because they were away from there for a while. But financially, wasn't happening. We need sponsors. So if anybody's looking to sponsor the pet show or some events that we go to, I am open arms. Call me.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah, we have the Global coming up that we go to. That's always fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited.
What's the Global? Global is APPMA. It's like the one of the biggest pet events where all of the pet companies are there. And basically, they're presenting their products to pet stores. So people from all over the country that own pet stores or whatever, they go there and, you know, to purchase, to make orders.
We should stay up there this time so we can go 2 days.
Well, I just got done saying the finance is not there.
That's okay. We'll figure it out, John.
Where's it located this year?
But we'd love to hear.
Where's it located this year?
It's Orlando.
Orlando. It's always in Orlando.
Okay.
818-818-6401. Liba says hi to everybody.
Yay,
and it's
Liba.
Very cold in Greenwich, Connecticut. She is listening right now on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. And her brother Orville says hello and to call him. Now, Orville is Christopher Abbott's dad. Mm-hmm. And Christopher Abbott, if you guys saw that movie that came out, Wolfman, he was the guy that played the wolf.
Okay.
And then dad to the little girl. And he's got a bunch of other movies now that are coming out. He's been shooting some stuff with Netflix and all. And he's doing a great job. So his acting career has really, really taken off.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening right now, Christopher, we shout out hello. And Michael needs some advice because he's in the acting realm as well.
Sitting auditions right now.
I've done two movies. But and actually, I found out as of today that Velvet Hammer, the 1888 Western that mm-hmm. I shot, is at the film festivals right now.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, this is film festival season. So
that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
So hopefully someone picks it up, Netflix. a little innuendo there. 818-818-6401 is the number, 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a pet question or comment. So what do you think of the dog shows? I mean, do you ever go to any of the dog shows, Jasmine?
I've never been. And the people, when I tell them this, they're like, what? Really? I've only watched a couple of them. I think they're really cool and stuff, mm-hmm. but I am more of a fan of watching dogs perform obedience commands and tricks and stuff. Just like the whole them walking through the, mm-hmm. and people mm-hmm. are judging mm-hmm. like what they look like. I want to see them working.
Yeah.
It's a dog world, so
yeah.
It's exciting and what they do and everything like that. And I've covered Westminster a long time. The one thing I do like about it is they have like the benching, which they don't normally show on TV. That's where all of the like, for instance, the Golden Retriever. There might be 100 of them, mm-hmm. and they all perform at the benching, and then only one out of that 100 go to the floor.
I think I would like to go to one in person. And that would be exciting because I'm there with them and, you know, seeing all the breeds. And I get so excited when I see a breed that I never really see. Like one of my neighbors has an Afghan and I was like, oh my God, because you never see an Afghan in Florida. Yeah.
But that's one thing with Westminster too. You get a chance to meet the dogs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I would love that.
I would love to go to that too. But one thing I'm excited for this Sunday is the Puppy Bowl. So,
Super Bowl's this Sunday?
It is this Sunday.
Tomorrow?
I love checking out.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah. It's tomorrow.
And for some people who are listening today, because some people listen to us on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't pay
attention to that.
And Bad Bunny's performing halftime, which I'm looking forward to.
I'll tune in to watch that.
So it should
the commercials are always good, too, but yeah. But the Puppy Bowl is always fun, too, just to watch the puppies just...
The Seahawks and the Patriots are, you know, going at it, so we'll see.
Oh, look at you, John.
Who takes it out. So
your sports.
Who is going to be the winner of the whole thing.
Are you having a party?
No, but I'm going to like a little gathering.
Okay.
So going to watch it. But, yeah, I sometimes did it in the past, but, and we used to go to...
I was going
to
say, if you're having a party and you didn't invite me, I was going to be mad.
No, we used to go to the bar, because then at halftime, the bar owner bought, like, all these food, like, wings and hoagies and all the other stuff. But, you know, this year a friend wanted to do it at their house, so I was like, yeah, I'll be
there. That sounds fun.
So, but once again, thanks for joining us. We hope that you enjoy the Super Bowl, but our number is 818-818-6401. But, you know, the one thing, too, is that with Westminster, that is one show that shows purebreds. But there's so many dogs in shelters. And there are purebreds in shelters as well.
Oh, for sure.
But there's a lot of dogs that aren't a purebred that need a good home, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's so many dogs in the shelters. I just, like, I couldn't, when I'm looking at a dog, you know, and I want to find another dog, I can't buy one. I have to go adopt one. There's so many in the shelters.
Well, and we don't recommend buying a dog from a pet store because they're from puppy mills.
Right, exactly. No matter what they tell you.
Right. Find a reputable breeder or go to your local shelter or rescue and adopt one from there.
Exactly.
Because they need good homes. Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. And like I said, go to your local shelter or rescue. Hey, you can even volunteer there yourself. But check it out for your next pet. Thanks for joining us. Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.